Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubettes against Brian Rubber is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these words from our sports friends.
Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company, Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company, home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Every game ended up going way longer than expected. Had some foul-happy referees making a big part of why that game ended up going so long. And there were some other factors, too. But nevertheless, we're getting set for the varsity game. Oh, by the way, Cubettes did win that one on the JVs. So congratulations to the Cubette JV on getting that win over Rudder. Now the varsity hoping to do the same. The Brenham Cubette varsity coming off a big win over A&M Consolidated this past Friday night. And that was huge because Consolidated defending district champions. And now for the Cubettes, you get Rudder first and then Lake Creek. Both of those two bringing up the rear in the district. So if they can get two wins here, that could potentially put them at 3-3 going into the second half of district play, which would be a really good way to rebound, because then they started off 0-3. I think after a three-game winning streak, I like what if you had a chance to join us on Sportsline last night. We had Coach Evans and some of the girls in with us. And one of the things I like that Coach Evans says is that he's trying to change the culture, because the Cubett basketball program has been down for a long while now. And it's just grown that accepted that they were going to lose, and he's trying to change that culture, get that mentality back to going out there and trying to get wins. And you get some wins, that'll definitely start, as the old adage goes, win cures everything. And so that's what he's trying to do with this program, and more power to him. We look at the district, and right now it's Huntsville on top. They are 5-0. Right behind them, Montgomery at 3-1. College Station is in third place at 3-2. In fourth place is A&M Consolidated at 2-2. The Cubettes and Lake Creek are tied at fifth with 1-3 records, and then Rudder 0-4 in district thus far. And so Cubettes trying to build on what they started this past Friday. And we look at some of the other district games that are going on tonight. And Lake Creek is taking on College Station. A&M Consolidated is against Montgomery. And Huntsville has a bye this evening. And so a good chance for the Cubettes to gain some ground. They got 8 games left to go here in the regular season, so that playoff race is still wild and woolly. And we'll be here with them the rest of the way to see if we can give them a little rub, give them some good luck along the way. And we're just about ready for our opening ceremonies. And I see the Marine Corps Junior ROTC is here tonight, so it might be something with them. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports brand.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive. Competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, we're back here. Let's go for the introduction.
Our student athletes recognize the judgment call by official coaches and themselves. They made a good day that should be respected. The spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from garage door or community comments and cheers today. The ISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior, and we hope you to enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sports-like manner. Now let's meet the players in tonight's game. Starting with the visiting, runner Lady Rennie. 5'6" junior, number 4, Michaela Tully. 5'4" junior, number 5, Janasia Allen. 5'6" junior, number 15, Shalane Sanchez. 5'4" senior, number 20, Donna Smith. 5'6" junior, number 22, Brandis Tumor. Directed coach by Jared Calhoun and assisted by Renisha Blackshear, Jessica Walker, and Keith Jones. And now, it's time to put your hands together for your Brenham Comets! 5'6" freshman, number 2, Aubrey Yellow! 5'6" junior, number 4, Daniel
And I guess the junior ROTC is just here tonight. But we're ready to get this one underway. Well, maybe we want to get a little special presentation from the group. We are ready to go. And for those of you, I don't know how much of that you can understand. But the starters for the Cubettes, Abby Adams, Delia Richard, Carmen McWilliams, Janiyah Mathis, and Antiana Lang. And for Rudder, it's Michaela Gully, Janasia Allen, Cillian Sanchez, Tiana Smith, and Brandis Turner. And it's going to be Michaela Gully jumping with Antiana Lang. And Lang wins that one easily. And the Cubettes are off and running here to start the first quarter. As we said, in case you're just joining us, the JV game running long, which is why we got our game starting late. Inside to Lang. Lang puts up a shot and misses. And getting the rebound to Smith. And Rudder runs it back the other way. Trying to go inside, and shot is up and missed by Gully. Cubettes come away with the rebound. Adams bringing the ball up the court. Adams going inside the Lang. And Lang puts it up and in for two. And Antiana Lang gets the Cubettes on the board with the first basket of tonight's game. And Rudder up ahead now, trying to go over to Gully. Gully fires up a three and she hits it. And it's 3-2 in favor of the Rangers. And Brennan now is McWilliam. And he gets up ahead and traveling called on Janiyah Mathis. And so it'll be Rudder basketball. Cubettes are going right to left as you look at your radio dial, and Rudder going left to right. Gully drives, puts up the shot, misses, and loose ball is going to come up with it. It ends up in the hands of Mathis, and now she gives it to Adams, and Adams bringing it up for the Cubettes. Drives the lane and top of the key, and a three-pointer just short. And rebound up and in for two goes Abby Adams. And that'll make it 4-3 Cubettes. Runner back the other way and shot up and in for two. That was Janasia Allen. And Rudder leads it 5-4. That's 6:10 left to play here in the first quarter. And inside Lang up and in for two. Antiana Lang now with 14. Rudder with the basketball. Up ahead to Allen. Allen going to put up a jumper. Misses. Rebound by Sanchez. Work it over to Gully. Gully fires up another three. Misses. And loose ball. And coming up with it is Brian Rudder. And now driving in the lane. Putting the shot up and in for two is Allen. And that will make it 7-6. In favor of Rudder, and right away, Coach Evans won the timeout for the Cubettes. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll tell you, we'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, back we go. Cubettes with the basketball. McWilliams over to Lang. Lang drives, puts the shot up and in for two. Antiana Lang with 6 points. And Rudder up on the, threw the ball into the Cubette bench. And so it will be Brenham basketball once again. Cubettes with an 8-7 lead. We got just over 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Cubettes working the three-pointer by McWilliams, misses. And that one is going to go out of bounds. And it'll be, they're going to say it was out of bounds on the Rangers, and so it'll be Cubette basketball. Inbound pass to Lang. Lang turnaround jumper, misses, and a rebound by Gully. And Rutter bringing the ball up the court. Gully wants to quicken the pace there. And a 3-point try. And that was good. That was from July McClinton, who just checked in the game. And back the other way. And Lang puts up the shot, misses. And we're going to get our first foul call of the night. And that is going to be on McClinton. That'll be her first. And that'll send Antion Lang to the free throw line. And Lang hits the free throw. And she makes them both. That'll give her 8 points in the game, and we're tied at 10-10. And for Rutter driving the lane was Brenda's Turner. And we're going to get a traveling call against Rutter. And so it'll be Cadet basketball. Adams with the basketball gets across court. Lang trying to set a pick and is going to get called for a foul. Just enough contact to get the whistle. And then bounce pass for Rutter as Gully with the basketball. Gives it over to McClinton. McClinton drives. Puts up the shot and misses, but another foul called against Brenham. And this time it is going to be against Carmen McWilliams. That'll be her first. And so Rutter will go to the free throw line. That one is up and in. That is Diana Smith. That'll be her first. And she misses the second one, and Lang comes away with a rebound. And up ahead to Adams. Adams, top of the key now, trying to set the offense for the Cubettes. And it's sandwiched in between. And that's going to be another foul on Anthea Lang. That's two. And so the... Looks like Coach is going to send in a completely new lineup. Not liking how things were going with the starters, and so he emptied the whole bench and put them in the game. And so we'll try to pick those up as best we can. Mother bringing the ball up the court. This is Michaela Gully. Gully going over to McClinton. Being guarded by Hikaria Williams is now in the game. This is a three-pointer. Coming down with a rebound from Cubettes, Jalea Pettis. And she will give that to Deasia Broden. And now shot is up and almost out of bounds. That was Myra Bird. And up ahead, and this is the shot, is McClinton. And Cubettes come away with the basketball. So here again, he has Williams, Broden, Pettis, Prieto, and Bird. And back on the other end, we got a foul underneath the basket. And foul is going to be called on Jalea McClinton, and that'll be her second. Also the second team foul on Brian Rutter. Right now we're at 3:04 left to play here in the first quarter. Rutter leads it 11-10, and so Cubettes trying to tie it up here on this free throw opportunity. And free throw is good. And that is Jalea Pettis at the free throw line. So now that ties it up. Now let's see if she can put the Cubettes in front. And she can knock this one home. And misses that one with a rebound by Rudder. And back the other way, driving the lane, and going to be a foul call. That's going to be on Bre'Asia Broaden, her first. .257 left. And Rudder working the ball around. Gets it in the hands of Allen, and she misses. Rebound by Prieto. And going to be a foul call on Janasia Allen. That'll be her first. Three team fouls now on Rudder. Cabets will bring the ball up the court. Pettis going inside the bird for a perfect shot, misses. And rebound by Rudder. And by the way, number 32, we don't have on our roster, and she misses the shot. Prieto comes away with a rebound. And we go up ahead to Pettis. And she's going to get called for traveling. As the clock stops at 2:10, we're still tied at 11. Inbounds pass to Allen. Allen driving the lane, puts up the shot, and up the rim for two. That's 6 points now for Janasia Allen. And now Cubettes up ahead to Pettis, and they get a foul called. And that is going to be on Michaela Gully. That'll be her first. Clock stops with a minute 47 to go. Cubettes will have the basketball underneath their own rim. And inbounds pass to Williams. And now over to Prieto and the bird. They're going to call Bird for carrying the ball. And so another turnover for the Cubettes. And so Rudder bringing the ball up the court now. Gulling set the offense and now goes inside. And Rudder going to get called for traveling. So it'll be Cubette basketball once again. Back the other way, and shot is up and missed by Broaden. And loose ball, and Rudder comes away with it. Rudder leading Brenham right now, 13-11. We're right down to 1 minute left to play here in the first quarter. And driving the lane was Turner. She puts it up and misses. And Brenham comes away with the rebound. And Pettis trying to get this off the line. She does. Up ahead to Prieto and trying to go inside. And Cubettes going to call for traveling. That'll stop the clock with 47.3 seconds left. Driving lane is Allen, puts up a shot, misses, but does draw a foul. And that's going to be on Hakira Williams. That'll be her first. 15 foul on the Cubettes. And so that will also send Janasia Allen to the free throw line. 36.5 seconds left. She misses the first one. Spencer hits the second one. With a three-point butter lead. Comets up ahead. And tried to pass to Williams, and that one knocked out of bounds. Inbound pass for the Comets. Pettis with the basketball. And gives it up to Broughton. Now to Prieto. Prieto drives, puts up the shot up against the two. And now will the basket stand? Yes, it does. And it's the first basket for Prieto. And foul is called on Adriana Richardson. That'll be her first. And Prieto will go to the line with a chance to tie it up. And she hits it. Sandra Prieto now with 3 points. And then we're tied 14-14. And Rutter can play for the last shot here. Down to 15 seconds. Ball in the hands of Allen. Allen drives. We're down to 7 seconds. Puts up the shot, misses, and a foul called. Referee bailed her out. And it's going to be on Jalea Pettis. That'll be her first. And so Janasia Allen will go to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. Clock has stopped at 4.4 seconds left here in the first quarter. And she hits the second one. Look at her, 8 points on the night. Gubbets got a shot. And Bird puts it up again for two. Big shot there by Myra Bird. And the Cubs will take the lead 16-15. That's the end of the first quarter. And we'll be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, we come back here. It's time to start the second quarter. And the Cubs lead it 16-15 over Brian Rutter. And Rutter with the basketball to start the quarter. Janasia Allen working around. She will put up the shot. Shot is blocked. And driving the lane. And she's going to get called for traveling. And by the way, Cubettes now have their starters back in the game. Abby Adams, Delia Richard, Carmen McWilliams, Janiyah Mathis, and Antiana Lang. And Adams bringing the ball up the court, getting bumped by Gully. And Lang gonna drive, put the shot in for two. That's Lang with 10 points in the game now. And ball overthrown, and coming down with it is Janiyah Mathis. And so Cubettes with the basketball now have a chance to expand their lead in the early going of the second quarter. And ball knocked out of bounds by Brandis Turner. And so it'll be Cubette basketball. Adams with the inbound pass to Richard. And Richard Mathis set the pick, and ball lost, and Whit McWilliams comes down, misses the shot, and we're going to get a jump ball, and it will remain with the indecision here. Whose ball? Referees are trying to figure out whose ball it is. And it is going to stay with the Cubettes. Inbound pass. Mathis puts it up and in for two. And that'll make it 20-15, Cubettes. Mathis with her first points of the night. And runner puts up the shot. We're going to get an offensive foul call on Adriana Richardson. That'll be her second. That'll stop the clock with 6:37 to go here in the second quarter. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening. So glad you could be with us. And Cubettes driving. And ball stolen away by Tiana Smith. Smith driving. Puts up the shot, misses. But there is a foul call. Foul is going to be called on Richard. That'll be her first. And that will send Smith to the line, and she hits the free throw. And she'll get one more opportunity. And misses the second one. Lang comes away with a rebound. Richard up ahead to Adams. And they were going for McWilliams in the corner and overthrew her. And out of bounds, it'll be Rudder basketball. 6:16 to go until halftime. Cubettes with a 20-16 lead. And shot up by Rudder. It's number 32 that we don't have a name for. Somebody hadn't done their updating at Max Preps. And now driving the lane. Shot is up and into two for Abigail Adams. That gives her 4 points on the night, and it's 22-18 Cubettes. Smith bringing the ball up and trying to go to Allen. Yeah, that one's out of bounds. Cubette basketball. Adams bringing the ball up the court for the Cubettes. And trying to go inside to Mathis. And ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say by Mathis. I actually thought Rudder knocked it. Drive on Rudder knocked that one out. But they're going to say it was out on Mathis. And so now Allen bringing the ball up the court. She goes over to Smith. Smith being guarded by Abby Adams. And they're looking around. And another whistle. Now what? And foul was, offensive foul was called on Brandis Turner. That'll be her first. There's a foul away from the basket. And now the Cubettes with the basketball. And Richard. Richard almost lost it. Managed to regain it over to Adams. Around to McWilliams, trying to go inside the lane. And he's going to end up with it. And Cubettes end up with the basketball. Adams over to McWilliams. McWilliams fires up a three, misses. And Runner comes down with the basketball. Fast break for Allen, and she loses it out of bounds. Are they gonna say, I guess they're going to say one of the Cubettes knocked it out. Clock is stopped with 4:48 left to go here in quarter number two. Cubettes lead 22-18. And driving is Allen. Puts up the shot, misses, and Lang with the rebound. Lang with three people on her and finally gets it up ahead to Adams. You figure with three on one, you got to have somebody open. And Adams drives, puts up the shot, misses. But there's going to be a foul call against the Rangers. And that's going to be on Tiana Smith, that'll be her first. And that'll send Abigail Adams to the free throw line. And she misses the first one.
Lily, come here.
And hits the second one. That'll give Adams 5 points in the game. And it's 23-18 now. 4:30 left to go until halftime. And three-point attempt by Rudder misses. Rebound by Adams. Adams up ahead to Matt. And now around to Richard. They were going so fast. Trying to figure out who's got the ball. Okay, and jump ball now. And it'll belong to Rudder. And we reach the halfway point of the quarter. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes left. As Rudder tries to go inside. Ball stolen away for the Cubettes. And up ahead to Janiya Mathis. Goes for the layup, misses, but does get fouled. And that's going to be on Michaela Gully, her second. And that'll send Janiya Mathis to the free throw line. And she'll hit the first one. And we do have a full, we have a timeout taken on the court, and they are going to take a full one. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, we're back, and Mathis will get another free throw opportunity here. And she misses that one, and ball is going to end up getting knocked out of bounds. I guess it went off one of the Rudder players because they're going to say it's Cubette basketball. And inbounds pass to McWilliams, over to Adams. And three-pointer attempt for McWilliams. She misses. And rebound by Rudder. As we come back here, we got 3.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. And that one's driven and shot is blocked. Cubettes come away with a rebound. Adams gets the ball up the court. Richards fires up a three. And rebound by Rudder. Up ahead, and the pass was too high. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Brenham basketball. Cubettes with a 24-18 lead here in the second quarter. And so Adams will inbound the ball. And gives it up to McWilliams, over to Lang. Over to Adams, and now three-point attempt. She knocks it home for three. And now running back the other end. And three-point attempt just short by McClendon. Now to grab it. And puts it, got a whole rebound, put it up and in for two. And that makes it 27-20. Cabets with a 7-point lead. We got 2.5 to play. And Richard tried to go to Lang, and we get a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Cabets. And Cabets going to get a substitution. Richard coming out, and coming back in is Jalea Pettis. And over to McWilliams, inside the lane. And back over to Pettis. Pettis drives, puts up the shot, misses. And we're going to get a foul call. And foul is going to be called on Diana Smith. That'll be her second. And Pettis at the free throw line. She hits the first one. And misses the second one. And coming down with the rebound is Adams. Puts up the shot, misses. And loose ball. And it's going to be out on the Cubettes. And so it'll be runner basketball with 2:11 left to go here in the half. And Cabot steal the basketball away. And Adams going to fire up a three. Abby Adams now with 8 points in the game. And it's 31-20, Cabot. And tussle on the floor. Allen. And gets it over to Turner. And three-pointer missing by McClendon. Cubettes come away with a rebound. Let him now after a 31-20 lead. And, well, and firing up a three is Pettis. She misses. And Matt has tried to come away with a rebound and gets knocked out of bounds. And so it'll be Cubette ball underneath their own hoop with a minute 25 to go here in the second quarter. Inbound pass. Up and in for two by Antiana Lowe. And she also draws the foul. And foul is going to be called on Janasia Allen. That'll be her second. And now Lang with 12 points. And we're going to get a whistle. And the referee is just giving a warning to Gully. And so coach for Rudder making a quick substitution here, pulling her out and bringing in Sanchez back in. Not sure what was going on over there, but something set the referee off. And so here we go. We got a minute 24. And Lang misses the free throw. And Rudder with a rebound. Up ahead to Allen. And now back over to Turner. Turner drives. Puts it up and in for two. Turner with her first basket on the night. As we get down close to the 1 minute mark left here in the second quarter. Cubettes lead at 33-22. And Adams drives, puts up the shot, and misses. And Lang comes away with the rebound, and they're going to call Lang for a travel. And Sanchez will inbound it for Rutter. Over to Allen. Back to Sanchez. And back to Allen. Allen drives, lays it up against the key. And Denise Allen now reaches 10 points. So she'll be the first one in double figures for Rutter. And we're down to 35 seconds. Adams. And she's going to get bumped by Turner. That'll be Turner's second foul. And so Adams will go to the free throw line. Clock has stopped with 31.2 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. And she hits it. And she makes them both. And so Adams now with 10 points. The Cubs with two players in double figures. And airmailed the throw. And it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Cubs basketball. We got 26.1 seconds left. And Cubs lead it 35-24. Down to 20 seconds. And looks like Ben is going to try to play for the last shot here. Adams bringing the ball up the court. Loses it. Now over to Adams. Pettis, they gave it to Pettis, and Pettis going to call for traveling. And so the Cubs will turn over. So now Rutter will get a chance for the last shot with 8.5 seconds left. Now, don't waste a foul here. And traveling called against Rutter. So Cubs will have one more shot, but only 2.6 seconds left on the clock. And yeah, they're just going to let it run out. They're not even going to take a shot. And we go in the locker room at halftime. And the Cubs lead it 35-24. And back with the halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, back we come here, and we got a special presentation on the court. We got the national champion, Brenham High School Marine Corps Junior ROTC. And let's pick up a little bit of this. Junior ROTC, and of course under the direction of Captain Jeff Bays. And let's take a look at our halftime stats right now. And it is the Cubettes leading this 35-24. Brenham rallied and came back and ended up outscoring Rutter 16-15 in the first quarter, and then really expanded their lead with a high scoring second quarter, outscored them 19-9 there. And for Brenham, you got Antiana Lang leading the way with 12 points, Abigail Adams with 10 points, Janiyah Mathis has 6 points. And over for Rutter, their leading scorer is Janasia Allen with 10 points. And Jelaya McClinton with 5 points. And that's kind of where we stand right now here at halftime as we get ready for the start of the second half of play. And we're so glad you'll be with us. In case you're wondering why we're a little behind where we should be tonight, that the JV game ended up running long, so we didn't get this one started until almost 6:45. And so we still got a whole other half here to go. But anyway, for those of you that stuck with us, we certainly appreciate it. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow night out over here at the Brenham High School gym. We've got the spring edition of Meet the Cubs night, and we hope you can be here for that one. I'll be out here emceeing the event. And Meet the Cubs night, spring edition, brought to you by Whataburger and Blue Bell. And meantime, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the second half. But first, let's send you to the studios and hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we are ready for the start of the second half, and the Brenham Cubs leading it here 35-24. Well, and I hope you had a chance to enjoy that halftime performance from the Brenham High School Marine Corps Junior ROTC. And coming out, rather a little late coming out of the locker room, but they're making their way back out on the court here. And of course, Rudder, there's still, let's see, where's my. Well, Cubett, Rudder still looking for their first district win. Cubett's looking for their second straight district win. If they can hold on here, still got 16 minutes of basketball left to go. And, of course, coming up this Friday night, we are going to be with the Brenham Cub basketball team. They're going to be hosting Lake Creek here at the Brenham High School gym. And then Saturday, we got Blinn Buccaneer basketball. As the Bucks have a doubleheader, we'll have the women at 2 o'clock and the men at 4 o'clock. And so we hope you can join us for that. It'll be our first Blinn basketball broadcast of the year. It's a busy week here for yours truly. Yes. Rudder starts with the basketball. They'll give it over to Sanchez. Back out to Turner. And Turner over to Allen. Trying to go inside. And Gully puts up the shot and misses. Loose ball. And it's going to be a jump ball. And I think it's going to belong. Oh, it is going to belong to the Cubs. Now, as you're looking at your radio dial here for the second half, the Cubettes will be going left to right, and Rudder will be going right to left. Abby Adams bringing the ball up the court. And she's going to drive the lane, misses the layup. And coming down with a rebound is Janasia Allen for the Rangers. And went to Gully, and that one's out of bounds. Pass was a little too wide. And so it'll be Cubett basketball. And inbounds pass. Drive the lane. Putting the shot up and in for two is Abby Adams, and that'll get her 12 points. And now bringing up the basketball is Rudder. Gully put the shot up, misses, but does draw the foul. And the foul is going to be on Adams. That'll be her first. And so Michaela Gully will go to the free throw line. And she will hit the first one. And she makes them both. And so they'll make it 37-26, Cubettes. Up ahead to McWilliams. And down into Lang. Lang with a hand in her face. Puts it up. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Misses. Mathis puts it up. Misses. And we get a whistle. And foul is going to be called on Janasia Allen. That'll be her third. And that'll send Mathis to the free throw line. She hits the first. Or actually, I guess he called that on four. I thought he called it on five, but he called that on four. So Allen still has two, and that's three now on Gully. And misses the second one, and a rebound by Sanchez. And up ahead go the Rangers. Turner driving the lane, puts it up and misses. Rebound by the Cubettes. Adams gets the ball up the court. Being guarded by Turner all the way. Now she's going to turn, put it up, and in for two. And Abby Adams now with 14. And the Cubettes expand their lead to 40-26. 6:15 left to go here in the third quarter. And Turner puts up the shot, misses, rebound. And it's Adams getting across the court. Over to Mathis, now trying to go inside to Lang. And Lang drives, puts it up, and gets it to go for two. Antiano with 14. And I think we got a timeout on the court. 30-second timeout taken by Rutter. And so we'll take it with us and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And back we go here as the Cubettes lead it 42-26. 5:45 left to play here in the third quarter. And it's Smith bringing the ball up for Rutter. Drives the lane up and in for two. And for Tiana Smith, she's got 4 points now. And now Adams with the basketball. Adams over to Mathis. Mathis back to Adams. And working down into Lang. And Lang being triple teamed and finally gets the ball off to Richard. And Richard over to Adams. And they're working around in the corner. McWilliams going to fire up a three, misses. And a rebound for the Cubettes as Mathis comes down with it. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Trying to go inside to Lang. Lang has the ball off, and it's coming. McWilliams up and in for two. And for McWilliams, that's her first basket on the night. And Smith tried to drive and was going to pass it off. Going to get a foul call. That's going to be on McWilliams. That'll be her second. And Tiana Smith will inbounds it for Rutter over to Brandis Turner. Turner being heavily guarded by McWilliams. And she gets the ball away. And ball is thrown out of bounds. And it's going to be off of Rutter. That was, I don't think Smith was looking for the pass there. And it ends up going out of bounds. She just got her fingertips on it. And that's about it. And so now Cubettes with the basketball, and Mathis going to fire up a three, misses, and a rebound. And foul is going to be called on Tiana Smith. That's her third. And gets it up to Mathis, and now Mathis and Smith fall over each other, and Mathis is going to get called for the foul. Smile on Coach Evans' face. He's just kind of shaking his head on that one. And traveling called against Rutter on the other end. Allen had the ball. And we're down to 4:14 left to play. Cubettes leading at 44-28. As Adams brings the ball up, taking her time here. And it looks like we may be getting, like he did in the first quarter, bringing the entire bench in. And that is what it's going to be for the second half of the third quarter here. And so the starters will get a breather here. And the bounce pass to Williams. Williams misses the shot. And runner going to come away with it. And Allen the other way. Puts up the shot and misses. And Bird going for the rebound. Ball knocked away by Turner. And no foul call. Just going to say she knocked it out of bounds. And coming through the basketball, bringing the ball up the court is Breasia Broaden. And over to Pettis. Pettis has the pass stolen away by Rutter. Up ahead to Turner. Turner puts up the shot and misses. And a rebound for the Cubettes. And Pettis bringing it up the court. Back out in the corner. Three-pointer, and it's good by Amira Burt. And Amira now with 5 points in the game. She's getting the sports line rub. She did a really good job. They were on the show last night, and she did a really great job. And good. Or Sportsline Karma, that's probably the best way to put it. And it's 47-28. Cubettes now has expanded their lead to 19 points with 3 minutes to go. Rutter missing the shot. Loose ball on the court. And ball stolen away by Bird. And we got a loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? It's Sandra Prieto. And Prieto drives, misses the shot, but draws the foul. And that's on Janasia Allen. And that'll be her third. And so Sandra Prieto to the line. And Prieto misses the first one. And misses them both. And so Rutter comes away with a rebound. And up ahead goes Allen. Now over to Turner. Turner drives, stops, puts it up, missed, and knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Cubette basketball. Brenham working the ball up the court. Breasia Broaden. We'll pass it off in the corner. Driving the lane, Prieto puts it up and in for two. And for Sandra, that's 5 points now. And going back the other way, Rutter. Allen puts up the shot and misses. And Williams comes away with a rebound up ahead to Prieto. And in the corner, she was going for Bird. Pass too high, and Bird couldn't handle it. And so it's out of bounds. And looks like Rutter is going to call a timeout. And this time is going to be a full timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, as we come back here, Cubettes leading at 49-28, just under 2 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Taking on the Brian Rutter Lady Rangers tonight. And Rutter driving. And shot is up and missed. Rebound by Brenham. And Williams, and going to get a foul call here. That's going to be on that number 32 that we don't have a jersey number for. And so Cubettes will get the ball underneath their own, will inbound the ball. And it's Broaden bringing it up. Razor Broaden, a sophomore. And she's going to drive the lane, and we get a whistle. That's going to be a foul. And Broaden will go to the line. That's on Allen. That'll be her fourth. And Allen, and Broaden at the line. And she misses the first one. And Michaela Gully checking back in for Rutter.
ABC News.
And that is up and in for two, up and in.
Activists estimate over 2,400 protesters have been killed this week. At least four federal prosecutors have resigned from the Minneapolis.
And back we go here. Sorry about that. little issue with the satellite, but ball is out of bounds. And by the way, we reached the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on the KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown with you from the Brenham High School gym. Shot up and in for two. And that's by Breasia Broaden. Gives her 3 points in the game. And makes it 52-28 and misses the shot. And foul going to be called on Prieto. That'll be her first. And she does hit the free throw. And misses the second one. And Cubettes come down with a rebound. Loose ball on the court. Out of bounds. And toss the ball in. And a three-pointer. She hit it. And number 32 now getting some quality minutes on the bench, and it's now 52-32. Back the other way, Broaden. Almost lost it, now over to Pettis, going inside to Prieto. Prieto turned around, jumper up and in for two. And Sandra Prieto now with 7 points. And a foul is called on Jelaya McClinton, that'll be her third. And so Prieto will go back to the line. Clock has stopped 17.4 seconds here in the third quarter. And Prieto misses the free throw. And now Rutter bringing it up, trying to get a shot off here. 32 puts it up and misses. Rebound by Smith. Smith misses the shot and a foul called. And that is going to be on Amira Bird, her first. So all 10 players that have suited out for the Cubettes have had at least one foul tonight.
Come in,
And missed the free throw to Rudder. And making the second one there with Smith to give her 5 points in the game. And now Rudder back the other way. And Broughton, they didn't get the shot off. And that's the end of the third quarter with our score, the Brenham Cubettes 54 and the Rudder Rangers 33. And back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
And we come back here to start the fourth quarter. Cubettes leading Rudder 54-33. And the Cubettes starters back in the game now. And whistled by the referee. And foul is going to be called on Abigail Adams. That'll be her second. Rudder out for the second straight quarter in the third. They outscored Rudder 19-9 in that third quarter. And now tussle under the basket between Gully and Adams, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it'll belong to the Cubettes. And so Abby Adams bringing the ball up the court. Over to Mathis. And Mathis is going to pass the ball, and we're going to get a foul. That is going to be on Brandis Turner. That'll be her third. And so we have that basketball underneath their own rim. Inbounds pass goes to McWilliams. And they go to Lang. Back out top to Mathis for three. And she hit it. And Janiyah Mathis now reaches double figures. And it's 57-33. Now back the other way. Gully goes for three. Rim Rattler won't go. And Mathis has the ball knocked away. Wait a minute, Ralph. It was Rudder knocked it out of bounds, and he's going to give the ball to Rudder. And 32 puts it up, misses, and a rebound. Lang over to this is to Adams. Adams bring the ball up the court and over to Mathis. And Mathis being guarded there, and now drives, puts up the shot, and now what is the... Oh, okay, we do have an intentional foul. An intentional foul called on Brandis Turner. That's her fourth. And that means Mathis will go to the free throw line. Intentional foul is the equivalent of a tech. And Mathis hits the free throw to give her 11 points. And And she will hit them both. That'll make it 59-33. And it's 6:31 left to go here in the game. And got more discussion from the refs. I always think back to the old sports dog and his absolute despisal of a game official. And Lang tried to put the shot up, and we're gonna get a foul called. Now it's called on 32. That'll be her second. And so that'll put Antion Lang at the free throw line. .629 left to go here. And Lang misses the first one. It did everything but go in the basket. And Lang hits the second one. And that gives Antiana 15 points for tonight. And back the other way, missing the shot. Rebound by the Cubettes. And it's 60-33, Brenham. And Mathis going to fire up a three, long range, misses, rebound, gets it back to her, and now over to McWilliams. McWilliams puts up the jumper, misses, and a rebound by Rudder. And up ahead to Gully. Gully passes out to 32, and 32 hits another three. You know, if she keeps playing like this, they ought to find a roster spot for her. And 5.5 minutes to go. It's 60-36, Cubettes. And now Lang, turnaround jumper, overshot, and out of bounds. And McWilliams is trying to save it and stepped on the line. And so now the ball will go back to Rudder. And Rudder up ahead. Gully drives and lays it up and in for two. And I let that one go a little too easy there. And Gully now with 7 points. And working it around goes Adams. Adams out to Mathis and over to Richard. And Richard drove the lane and ball knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say a foul on Gully. And for Gully, that'll be her fourth. That's Gully will check out and Allen will come back in. And Allen also playing with four. And inbounds pass to Mathis. Mathis misses the shot. And Lane trying to come down with a rebound. But loses the ball to Rudder. And another whistle. And just like they were in the JV game. These guys are whistle happy here tonight. But this time it was in our favor, so we'll take it. And commits with a basketball. Lang puts it up, misses, rebound by McClinton, and Rudder going the other way to 32, inside the arc, puts it up and in for two, and it's 60-40 now. Cubitt still with a 20-point lead and 4:12 left to go in the game. And Adams puts up the shot, misses. And And McWilliams comes away with it on the long rebound. And now they, the Cubs with the big lead here. They're going to try to start working the clock a little. Adams puts up the shot and misses, but's going to draw the foul. Foul's on 32. That'll be her third. And that'll put Abby Adams at the free throw line. Yeah, it looks like Coach Evans getting ready to send the bench in as Adams misses the first shot. And she hits the second one. So Adams at 15 points now. And the reserves are back in. Williams, Broaden, Pettis, Prieto, and Bird. And pass is thrown out of bounds by Rudder and goes right back to the Cubettes. Brenham leading 61-40 with 3:35 left to go in the game. And ball almost knocked away there by Smith. And so Mathis looking for an open teammate, gets it to Broaden. Back to Mathis. Over to Broaden. She's going to fire up a three. Just misses. And Prieto comes down with a rebound. And Sandra Prieto puts it up and in for two. Prieto now with 9 points in the game. And three-pointer. And that is good by Avriana Richardson. Her first basket of the game and makes it 63-43. Cubettes still with a 20-point lead. Broaden out to Prieto. Over to Bird. And now to Richard. And Pettis gets it out to Bird. Bird fires up a three, misses. And that's out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 2 minutes and 36 seconds left to play. And now going to get a substitution here for Rudder. Samantha Martinez checks in. Bringing the ball up the court. Go the Rangers. And finally, Martinez puts up a shot. Almost lost it out of bounds, but Prieto came up with it. And now Cubettes bringing up the court. Three-pointer attempt, and it is in by Jalea Pettis. And gives her 5 points on the night. As we're under the 2 minutes left to play, 32 fires it up, misses. Rebound by Bird. And Bird the other way puts it up, misses the shot. Rebound and up and in for two by Kara Williams, and that's her first basket. And it's 68-43, Cubettes. And drives the lane, misses the shot, and we're going to get a foul call. And a foul is going to be called on Breasia Broaden. That'll be her second. Clock stops with a minute 30, and Janasia Allen will go to the free throw line. She misses the first one. And misses the second one. And the Cubettes come away with it. And now Brennan bringing the ball up the court. Breasia Broaden. And now they go over to Bird, back to Broaden. Broaden going to fire up another three, misses. And a rebound. And Williams puts up the shot and draws the foul. And for 32, that's going to be her fourth. That's going to put Akira Williams at the line. And Williams hits it. Those are 3 points. And another one that gives her 4 points in the game. As we're down to a minute left, Cubettes lead it 70-43. And we're going to get a whistle. Cubettes now just basically trying to run the clock out here at this point and take home what will be their second straight district win. And sets up with Lake Creek the last of the final game of the first round of the district, which will be coming up in Montgomery on Friday night. Bird fires up a three, and she hits it. And Amira Bird with 8 points makes it 73-43. Back the other way, Allen lays it up and in for two for Rudder. And makes it 73-45, and Cubettes get it up to Richard, and Broden fires it up, misses. And she's going to get it back, and over to Pettis, and over to Bird. And Amira Bird just misses the shot, and Prieto doesn't get it off in time. And that's the ball game. Your final score, the Brenham Cubettes win it 73-45. And they pick up their second straight district win. And we'll be back with a post-game report after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, back we go here in a big night for the Brenham Cubettes. They win it 73-45, the final score. And Cubettes winning all four quarters of the game. 16-15, 19-9, 19-9, and then 19-12 in that fourth quarter. Leading scorers were Abigail Adams and Antiana Lang with 15 points each. Janiyah Mathis with 12 points. Also Sandra Prieto with 9 points off the bench. Amira Bird with 8 points off the bench. And then you had Hakira Williams with 4 points. Bre'Asia Broaden with three. Carmen McWilliams with two. Unfortunately, Delia Richard, the only one that didn't get in the scoring column for the ball game. And then for runner, Janasia Allen, their leading scorer with 12 points. And then whoever the mysterious number 32 is, she had 11. So anyway, that'll do it from the Brenham High School gym here tonight. Cubettes get the win. And we will be with you again on Friday night back here at the gym where the Brenham Cubs will take on Lake Creek. And meantime, I want to thank Elizabeth back in the studio for bringing this one to you. Big thank you to folks at home for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to the sports friends who make the podcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.